Hi and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about the chemistry of the atmosphere. The Earth's atmosphere today has been roughly the same for the last 200 million years, containing about 80% nitrogen, 20% oxygen, and small proportions of other gases, including argon, which is a noble gas, carbon dioxide, and water vapour. However, the Earth is about 4.6 billion years old, so there are many theories about how the Earth's atmosphere has changed in that time. One theory being that there was lots of volcanic activity during the first billion years, which released the gases that formed the early atmosphere, including carbon dioxide, which was probably the main gas in the early atmosphere, nitrogen, which may have built up over time, small amounts of methane, small amounts of ammonia, and water vapour, which may have condensed to form the oceans as the hot Earth cooled down. The young Earth may have had an atmosphere like that of Mars and Venus today, whose atmospheres are mainly carbon dioxide. In the beginning, there was probably little or no oxygen in the atmosphere when the Earth was young. So the oxygen probably came from when life evolved on Earth, and the oxygen was formed by photosynthesis in living creatures, such as algae at first, and later by plants. This can be summed up in the photosynthesis equation. Most of the carbon dioxide has been removed from the atmosphere, so now there is only about 0.04%. Most of the carbon atoms from the carbon dioxide have become locked up over millions of years in fossil fuels, or in compounds in sedimentary rocks as carbonates. The CO2 in the atmosphere could have gone two ways. The first way being that it was used up in photosynthesis. Plankton in oceans could have used up the CO2, including algae, and then decay under heat and pressure to form crude oil and natural gas. Or plants in swamps could have used up the CO2, then decay under heat and pressure to form coal. The other way the CO2 could have gone is by dissolving in the oceans, taken in by one way in insoluble compounds in oceans, which becomes sediment, which forms sedimentary rock, or by soluble compounds in oceans. Animals take these compounds in, and then animal shells and skeletons become sediment, which forms sedimentary rock. Greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide, methane, and water vapour, help to keep the Earth warm enough, allowing life on our planet. These greenhouse gases do not absorb the sun's radiation, but do absorb the Earth's radiation, as the Earth's infrared radiation has a longer wavelength than the sun's. However, the total amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is increasing due to human activities. Generally, carbon dioxide is increasing due to large-scale burning of fossil fuels and deforestation. Massive areas of forest are being cut down. Methane is generally increasing due to increased animal farming. Methane is produced by digestion in cattle, and increased amount of rubbish in landfill. As rubbish rots, it gives off methane. Water vapour has no overall increase. This varies due to weather conditions, and human activities have no impact on amount of H2O in the air. The amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is increasing, and the Earth is getting warmer. Therefore, most scientists make the link between these two, that the fact that the Earth is getting warmer is due to the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere increasing. This is based on peer-reviewed evidence, where research is checked by other scientists before it is published. Scientists use models to predict how different factors will affect climate, but as there are so many factors that affect climate, it is very hard to produce a good model, therefore meaning that oversimplified models are used, and these can lead to misleading reports in the media based on only part of the evidence. It is hard to predict the effects of global warming. Some possible effects, however, are shown here. one being sea level rise, due to ice caps melting and the thermal expansion of water in the oceans. This is likely to lead to some regions being flooded or submerged. Another effect is storms and rainfall. There may be more frequent and severe storms, and also the amount, timing, and distribution of rainfall may change. Some areas may get more rain, but others less, for example. There'll be an effect on wildlife too. Species may need to migrate north as the temperature rises. Plants may flower earlier, and animals may come out of hibernation earlier. And finally, food production. The ability of some regions to produce enough food may be affected by changes in temperature and rainfall. Carbon footprint is the total amount of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases emitted over the full life cycle of a product, service, or event. Take the use of a plastic bag, for example. The carbon footprint would include carbon dioxide being released from energy generation when crude oil is drilled, separated by fractional distillation, cracked to make alkenes, made into polymers, made into plastic bags, transported to shops, transported to waste disposal sites, and etc. Therefore, it is hard to produce an exact figure for carbon footprint, but it is still a useful guide and can identify products, services, or events with high carbon footprints. There are ways to reduce carbon footprint, one being more use of renewable energy sources, such as wind power, tidal power, and solar power. Also, more use of nuclear power, as nuclear fuels do not release greenhouse gases. Also, more use of biofuels. Biofuels are fuels made from crops, for example biodiesel and ethanol. They are carbon neutral, meaning the crops could absorb the same amount of CO2 when they grow as the fuels release when they burn. Another way to reduce carbon footprint is to increase energy efficiency. There are many examples of this, including increasing insulation in homes, using LED light bulbs instead of halogen bulbs, and switching off electrical devices instead of leaving them on standby. Finally, carbon capture and storage. You could collect the CO2 given off when fuels burn and store it underground. However, there are some problems that make the reduction in greenhouse gases difficult, which include scientific disagreement. Not all scientists agree that emissions of greenhouse gases cause climate change. Cost. Many methods of reducing carbon footprints are more expensive than doing nothing. Lack of international agreement. Some countries have not agreed to reduce their carbon footprint. Population and lifestyle changes. As the world's population increases and lifestyle develops, there is an increasing demand for energy. And education. Many people are confused and do not understand what needs to be done and why. Combustion of fuels is a major source of atmospheric pollutants. Here are some of the gases produced by burning fossil fuels. One is carbon dioxide, formed from the complete combustion of carbon in fuel. Complete combustion takes place when a substance burns in a good supply of oxygen. Incomplete combustion takes place when a substance burns in a poor supply of oxygen. The problem here being that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, so for a solution, burn less fossil fuels. Another gas is carbon monoxide, formed from incomplete combustion of carbon in fuel. The problem here being that carbon monoxide is particularly dangerous to humans, as it is colourless and has no smell, but is toxic. For a solution, ensure a good supply of oxygen when burning. Soot or particulates form as well, formed from incomplete combustion of carbon in fuel. Carbon particulates cause global dimming. This is when the small soot particles block out some sunlight. Unburned fuels also cause a problem, as some of the fuel may not burn. This wastes fuel, and some fuels are greenhouse gases, so for a solution, have a well-tuned engine in cars. Sulfur dioxide may formed from the combustion of sulfur in fuel. It causes acid rain and respiratory problems, so for a solution, remove sulfur dioxide from waste gases. Nitrogen oxides may also form from the reaction of oxygen with nitrogen from air at a high temperature. They cause acid rain and respiratory problems, so for a solution, add a catalytic converter in cars. And finally, water vapour, formed for the combustion of hydrogen in fuel. It doesn't cause any problems. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on the chemistry of the atmosphere.